Randy Peterson, you had a great selection of games to broadcast yesterday, and maybe a few little surprises, maybe not, but love to get the update from you. Here you've got more, of course, coming up today and also on Thursday. What's your take on the girls' North Dakota Class B Region 8 so far?
Well, we're still standing, Jim. We had four games yesterday. we had a great time yesterday over at the Newtown Fort Bears Event Center, where we had the Region 8 girls basketball tournament kickoff over there yesterday. And no surprises. One close game. Other games were kind of out of reach for a lot of the teams. But we had one close game. But in our first game yesterday was the undefeated Kenmare Honkers keeping their streak alive with going 22-0 when they took down the Newtown Eagles by a score of 61-22 yesterday in our first action yesterday. And then in the second game was the Partial Braves taking out the Tioga Lady Pirates by a score of 56-32. And then at 6 o'clock last night, it was the Trenton Tigers, the Region 8 defending champions for the last 2 years. They defeated the Stanley Blue Jays by a score of 67-59 in a very close game. Stanley Blue Jays gave the Tigers all they wanted in that game yesterday, and only to fall 67-59. And then it was our final game of the night, the Divide County Maroons defeating the Williston Trinity Christian Alexander Crusader Comets by a score of 57-29. So the field of 64 across the state of North Dakota in Class B basketball yesterday started out with 64, and last night they cut it in half to 32. So, you know, there's still four teams standing at the Region 8 tournament. And so we're going to be going on the air and traveling back down to Newtown today, and it'll be the Kenmare Honkers trying to keep their streak alive, and they're going to be pitted against the Partial Braves in our first semifinal game tonight from Newtown. We'll go on the air at 5:30 with our Tioga Stanley Ace Hardwood pregame show. And our second semifinal game, it'll be the Trenton Tigers taking on the Divide County Maroons around the 7:30 mark. And so we've got a lot of good basketball in store for you tonight. It should be a very interesting night. Hopefully the event center will be filled up with fans and make it kind of loud and enjoy the game of basketball for the girls playing. And I know that the towns of Kenmare and Partial and Trenton, Divide County, they'll all come out and support their team as they're fighting to get into that championship game on Thursday night down there at Newtown.
No doubt. And, you know, Randy, I really enjoyed the broadcast yesterday. I was listening both to AM 1090. I turned on FM 92 at one point, and I even turned on the streaming app mobily for a little while. So I was kind of tuning into all the games in different situations in different places, but it's always great to have all those different options. And also really enjoyed the first couple of games with Brody Odegaard doing a little color commentary. I don't think you've worked with Brody before, have you?
I've never worked with him, but he just stepped up and said he would help me out. And boy, he provides a lot of insight.
He's really got a good
knowledge of the game. Has got a good knowledge of the game, and as a former coach, kind of sees things that a play-by-play announcer doesn't see sometimes, and injects a lot of good comments. So I appreciated Brody Odegaard being on the headset last night, so I got to give him a huge shout-out. Appreciated him coming up and helping me out yesterday. This afternoon or this evening, we're going to try to have another coach come on the headset with us. Heath Hetzel, the Stanley girls basketball coach, agreed to come on the headset tonight. So tonight it'll be Heath and I providing the two games from the Four Bears Event Center in Newtown. And we're looking forward to that. So,
yeah, it's always fun to get your insight, but then getting the point of view from a coach is always kind of cool too. They always have that added flavor to it. So, yeah, looking forward to that coverage there, Randy. Got a lot of folks that are supporting the good cause, and much more basketball on the way. You know, we've been focusing on this Region 8 and want to get through this, obviously, and have a number of wonderful sponsors supporting this, including fine folks of Tioga Ace and Stanley Ace Hardware, and Williston Auto is sponsoring the sports desk over the entire tournament. And, you do have coverage coming up here with the boys North Dakota Class B District 16 and even Region 8 tournaments coming up. So a lot of great basketball yet to come, and we look forward to seeing how this all wraps up at the Newtown Fort Vares Event Center coming up on Thursday. But like you say, you've got a ton of things going on here next couple of days, and we look forward to listening in tonight. And you said the broadcast will start around 4 or earlier than that today. What time are we looking at?
No, the broadcast starts today at 5:30 with our pregame show.
Okay.
And then the first game will go on the air at about the 6 o'clock mark with our tip-off.
Perfect.
And there's just only two games today, so.
A little bit of a break for you.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
We had 4 games yesterday and then 2 games today. And then on Thursday, it'll be the single championship game only. They're not going to play a 3rd and 4th place game, obviously, because of the COVID and trying to just prevent a lot of exposures, I understand. But that's what the High School Activities Association has decided to do, is to do away with that 3rd and 4th place game. So there'll be just one game on Thursday, and that'll be at 7 o'clock. We'll go on the air at 6:30 on Thursday. But before that happens, we've got to have a couple games tonight, starting around 5:30 with our pregame show sponsored by Tioga and A. Stanley Hardware Stores.
Absolutely. So far, so good. You're crushing it. You're having a good time. And we look forward to tuning in and getting into that. And so much more, again, coming up here with boys basketball. And I want to thank all the fine sponsors for making this possible. And we appreciate you spending a little time with us this morning, Randy. We'll let you rest up on your voice and let you get back in the saddle a little bit later on this evening as you present some more great basketball here on KTGO Sports. Anything to say before we wrap this segment this morning?
No, this is just this week. This is what we live for play-by-play people. And you know, I've talked to some of my colleagues down in Newtown. This is what they always look forward to, is the district and the region tournaments. It's a fun time in high school sports, and just so thankful that KTGO Sports has reached out, decided to get back into covering sports broadcasts, and with the help of a lot of great sponsors that helped put this coverage on the air. We just can't do it without them, and so we certainly ask you to support our sponsors by going out and thanking them and probably doing a little business with them as well.
And the great thing is people can still support us if they'd like to get involved in the great cause. We can get you set up a lot quicker than you probably think, and it's just one quick phone call away. We can get you all the details, and you'll be surprised by the easy in, easy out process of getting in with high school sports. And my number is 630-800-6233. And Randy, have a pleasant rest of your day. We'll catch you on the radio this evening as we continue on from the Newtown Fort Vares Event Center. Have a great day, Randy. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Jim.